Hi, this is Chris. Today I'm in the laboratory of Odyssey's most famous scientist, Professor Julius Schnitzelbunker.
Please, Chris, call me Schnitz.
Oh, okay, Professor Schnitz. What do you have to show us today?
Well, right now I'm putting the finishing touches on my newest invention, the prevaricator stator.
Prevaricator stator?
Huh?
Oh, it's a lie detector.
I thought I said that.
How does it work, Schnitz?
Well, I'll show you. You just take this little beanie here, see, and put it on my head like this.
Oh, cute.
And then the prevaricator stator makes different sounds depending on whether you're telling the truth or a lie. Here's one for the truth.
Okay.
I like ice cream.
That's great. What happens when you tell a lie?
Oh, listen. I hate ice cream.
I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
That's what happens when you tell a lie?
Great, isn't it? Boy, I love that theme. Hold it. Stop. Sorry.
Well, I can see it really works.
Huh?
You know, it's too bad Robin Jacobs doesn't have one of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been having a little problem lately telling the truth.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what today's adventure is all about.
But I can't wait to hit it. Oh, I listen to Adventures in Odyssey every time they come on.
Well, you'll definitely hear today's adventure right after these messages. Robin Jacobs has a real knack for getting into trouble, and even though she's at home with her parents right now and everything seems calm, I have a feeling she's about to get herself into another jam.
That's there, and that's in place. Okay, I think I finally got it. And this old blender's going to be as good as new.
Oh, Dale, you've been working on that thing for weeks. Why don't you let Whit help you?
Yeah, Dad. Mr. Whittaker might even know how to fix it without using 3 tubes of glue and a wad of gum.
Very funny. Weren't you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm meeting John at the mall.
Oh, remember, I want you to be home before dark. And promise
me. I know. Lock your bike.
Uh-huh.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Lucy. No, camp tonight. I have to pick my world history project. Either Napoleon, Julius Caesar, or Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson. He made history on the record world. Okay, bye.
What was that about a history project, Robin?
I was just kidding her, Mom.
Well, it didn't sound like kidding to me.
Well, I gotta go. Donna's waiting.
Okay, right, but don't forget to...
I know. Lock the bus. See ya.
I think she got the message, dear.
I just wanted to make sure. You know what happened with her last bike?
Yeah, but I don't think it was stolen because we didn't tell Robin to lock it up 100 times. Anne, you think you could spare another hairpin?
One hairpin coming right up. And a brand new bicycle chain lock.
Oh, no.
So she got the message, huh? What's it going to do, Kent girl?
I'll tell you right after I figure out what I'm going to do with this blender.
Well, Edison was good, but one of my favorite inventors was Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, because he invented electricity, right? He didn't invent electricity, Oscar. He just discovered it.
Well, actually, he discovered many things about electricity, like how to harness it. That's what flying the kite in the rainstorm was all about.
I bet he was shocked when he made that discovery. Get it? Shocked. Electricity.
So, about Ben Franklin, Whit.
Hi, everyone.
Well, hi, Robin.
What's the matter with you? You look like you just walked across the Gobi Desert or something.
My bike was stolen.
Oh, no.
Wow, where?
her. At the mall.
Who did it?
Oscar, if she knew that, she'd know where to find it, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess she would.
What am I going to do, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, first, you need to settle down and catch your breath. Now, you're sure the mall was the last place you saw
her? Yeah. I parked it out front of the skating rink. That's where I met Donna.
Did you lock it, Robin?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I heard at school that some guys in a van were going around busting locks and swiping bikes. I bet it was them.
You know, come to think of it, I think I did see a van with two guys hanging around.
You did? Well, were they checking out your bike?
Well, I don't really know, but they looked like real bad guys. And they talked funny.
My big brother talked funny after he went to the orthodontist. Did these guys wear retainers?
No, never mind, Oscar. Robin, did Donna see these guys?
I don't think so. I think she was already inside.
Well, if you're absolutely sure your bicycle was stolen, then we should call the police.
The police?
Yeah. You can give the police a description, like on TV.
Attention all units. Attention all units. Be on the lookout for a van with two bicycle thieves inside.
We've got to keep that boy away from Jack.
I want to talk to my parents first. Okay, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, all right. You want me to call them?
No. I'm going home right now. I'll tell them what happened. And then maybe we'll call the police. Maybe. Boy. Bye.
Is that you, Pumpkin?
Yeah, Dad.
Hey, are you okay?
Not exactly. I think you better sit down.
We are sitting.
Oh, yeah. I guess you are.
What's wrong, honey? You look worried.
Here, let me turn off the TV. Now come over here and sit down and tell us what's the matter.
Okay. Well, see, I'm going to break a storm.
You beg pardon?
My new bike was stolen.
I still didn't catch the last part.
Stolen! My new bike was stolen.
Oh, Robin, not again. What happened?
Well, I parked it at the mall near the skating rink and went inside to see Donna. We got something to drink and started talking, and time just flew by. You know how fast time flies by. I mean, you remember that time we were on vacation and it seemed like time was just zipping by and we...
Robin.
Sorry. Anyway, when I left the rink, my bike was gone.
I see.
Well, did you see anyone who might have taken your bike, Robin?
Not really.
Anyone suspicious?
Well, there were these two guys in a van.
What did they look like?
They wore black sweaters. You know, sort of like crooks on TV. And they talked funny. Like they had containers.
Containers?
Yeah, containers. You know, to straighten your teeth.
I think you mean retainers.
That too.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Your bike was stolen by two guys wearing black sweaters and retainers and driving a van?
Well, I don't know about the retainers, but they did talk funny. And I think the van was black.
Uh-huh. Did you lock your bike?
I think so.
Don't you remember?
Yeah. I locked it. Real tight, too. They must have blown it off with dynamite.
Dynamite. You sure you're telling us everything?
Well, yeah, Dad. That's all I can think of. Remember. It was really terrible.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Listen, you go up and get ready for bed, and your mother and I will figure out what to do, okay?
Okay. Night, Dad. Night, Mom.
Night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetie.
Now, that was quite a tall tale, wasn't it?
Say that again.
What do you think we should do?
Well, that's two lies in one day, and the way she's going, I'm sure there's more to come. So, we have two choices. We can confront her, or we can let her face the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, as painful as this may be, I have a hunch she'll learn a lot more from this experience, and she has to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
all right, let me let her play it out. This is actually kind of fun. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what she does next.
I don't find it fun at all, and I don't think Robin will either.
after school.
Yeah, but I thought we were going to come over together.
Well, I decided to ride my bike instead.
Well, thanks a lot. That's really nice considering I don't have a bike anymore.
Sorry, but when Lucy asked if I would ride with her, I couldn't say no.
Oh, well, that's just fine.
Did you see Lucy?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, hi, Lucy. Well, I guess you guys are in the middle of something, so I'll see you around.
Just a minute, Robin. We have something we want to talk to you about.
Really? Well, what is it?
I heard you already started your history project.
History project?
Yeah, history project. You told me you couldn't come over last night because you had to work on it.
Oh, well, and I told Lucy she must have been mistaken because I was with you at the mall last night, and we are doing the project together, right?
Oh, yeah. Funny about that.
You're acting really weird, Robin.
Yeah, what's going on? You told me you were studying last night.
Well, I was planning on studying last night.
I guess that's why you went to the mall, huh?
No. No, see, John has asked me so many times before, and I always couldn't.
You thought you had to lie to Lucy so you could go to the mall with me?
No, I didn't want Lucy to get mad because I went to the mall with you.
If you didn't want me to get mad, then why'd you lie?
Because I thought Donna would be upset if I didn't go.
You lied to me because you thought Donna would be upset that you didn't go to the mall?
No.
Oh, I see. You lied to Lucy because you thought I'd be upset if you went over to her house.
No. I mean, yeah, sort of. Wait, you're getting me all confused.
We're not getting you confused, Robin.
Yeah, I think you started out that way.
Look, it's like this. I thought I'd hurt your feelings, Donna, if I told you I couldn't go to the mall. And I thought I'd hurt your feelings, Lucy, if I told you I was going to the mall.
What hurt my feelings was that you lied to me.
Same here.
But I was just trying to make everything work out.
Work out for who, Robin?
Not Lucy and me, that's for sure.
I guess I wasn't thinking.
I guess not. But you're going to have a lot of time to think about it now.
Donna!
Goodbye, Robin.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
I know. So am I. See you later, Robin.
Great. I try to keep two good friends. Wind up losing them. Boy, I didn't think a little lie could cause so much trouble.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, sir?
Are you Robin Jacobs?
Yes, I am. What's going on?
I'm Officer Sedgwick with the Odyssey Sheriff's Department. I'd like you to come with me, please, to the station.
What?
It looks like Robin's in for trouble. Find out what happens when our adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment.
What happens when imagination becomes reality? Adventures in Odyssey continues with the hottest animated video yet. In Someone to Watch Over Me, Dylan is pitted against enemies from World War II.
Yeah, we also know how Grimstad feels about you, sir. That's why we volunteered for this mission.
How he feels?
He sees only one enemy, you.
To outer space.
What is this?
Computer, engage star drive. Factor one.
Star drive engaged. Spaceship?
When the imagination station goes on the blink, anything, anywhere, anytime can happen. Someone to Watch Over Me, another in the series of animated video adventures from Adventures in Odyssey, and focus on the family. Adventures in Odyssey videos can be found at your favorite bookstore. The number for Adventures in Odyssey videos is 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800, the letter A, family.
And now, back to today's adventure.
This way, Miss Jacobs. My patrol car's just outside.
What's this all about?
Well, Mr. Whitaker telephoned us and said your bicycle was stolen yesterday. Is that true?
Yes, it was.
We think we may have apprehended the thieves. They fit your description. Drive a van, frequent shopping malls, and they talk funny. That is, they're of Italian extraction. Here, let me get the door for you. We called your parents. That's how we knew you'd be here at Wits End. So meet us at the station.
Oh, great. What for?
Well, we'd like you to take a look at the suspects up close. Tell us if they're the perpetrators.
Well, I don't really know if I can recognize them. I mean, they were kind of far off.
That's okay. You just do your best. Here we are. Hop in.
Aren't you going to handcuff me?
Why, you know something I don't? Go ahead. Get in.
Should I get a lawyer?
I don't think so. You're not the suspect here, are you?
Well, no.
It's just this thing's crazy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Buckle your seatbelt. Hang on. All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. Goodbye. That was your parents, Robin. They're going to be a couple of minutes late, but they gave us permission to go ahead and start. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, come on. In this room right here.
Wow. This is one of those viewing rooms, like on TV.
That's right. Have a seat. Well, since you know what the room is called, then you probably know how it works. In a few seconds, I'll ask Hank to bring in the suspects, and you'll be able to see them, but they won't be able to see you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Hank, bring him in. Now, take a look, Robin. These guys are the Cisco brothers. They own a used bicycle shop in the next county. They drive a late-model black van, and they're often seen hanging around kids on bikes. Say something, boys. Let's hear you talk.
My name is Angelo. Angelo Cisco, officer, and this is a big mistake.
Now you, Mario.
We told you many times already. We're stealing no bicycle, never.
What do you think, Robin? These the ones?
It's hard to tell. I mean, they fit my description. Sorta. But I can't say for sure.
I'ma tell you, Miss Mario and me, we know steal your bicycle.
That's right. Forget it. My brother and me, we have a 7 of Bambino. Yeah. We like a kid, so we know steal from them.
Robin?
I don't know.
Officer, we honest men, my brother and me.
Got any witnesses to back you up?
Yes, a troop of 104.
Troop? You guys in the cavalry?
But that's right, last night, Angelo and me, we take a 14 of Cub Scouts to the East-West football game.
If that's true, then it sounds like a great alibi. All right, give the desk sergeant the name of your troop, and we'll get back to you. You can go for now.
Grazie mille. I thank you, officer. Yes, we tell her the truth. We're honest men, family men. We don't make a trouble for the nice little girl.
No. Well, I guess I gotta go, too. See you later, officer.
Hold it right there, young lady.
Yes, sir?
Don't you think you better wait till your parents get here?
Oh, yeah.
There. Just tighten this screw and this blender will be as good as new. Robin, could you hand me that screwdriver, please? Robin?
Uh-huh. Oh, here, Dad.
Thank you.
Hey, you two mechanics. How about a break?
What's this? Coffee? Donuts? Juice?
Well, I thought you could use a snack.
Yeah.
Robin?
No thanks, Mom.
Well, this is a first, ladies and gentlemen. Robin Jacobs actually refusing something sweet.
I'm just not hungry, that's all.
What's the matter, honey? You've been very jittery all day long.
I'm just thinking about things. I kind of had a fight with Lucy and Donna a couple days ago. Now they're mad at me.
Uh-oh.
I'll get it. Maybe that's one of them now come to bury the hatchet.
Yeah, right in my skull.
Officer Sedgwick, come in.
Evening, folks.
Have a seat, officer. Can we get something? Jelly donut, maybe?
Oh, thanks. Don't mind if I do. I wanted to tell you what we found out about the Cisco brothers. We checked out their football alibi, and they're all in the clear.
Hmm.
All 14 Cub Scouts and half the hot dog vendors in the stadium verified the story. Seems those kids set a new record for Scarf and Frankfurters.
Mmm. Good donut.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I guess we're back to square one, huh?
Well, also found out the Cisco brothers are liked and respected by just about everyone in their town. Your daughter's accusations are very surprising.
I didn't say it was them.
To tell you the truth, this whole situation is rather confusing. The facts just don't line up.
What are you saying, officer?
I'm saying that I have a lot of experience with cases like this. I have two kids of my own, and sometimes they get into situations that are, you know, sticky. And the only way out is to tell a little story. Only problem is that that story leads to another story, which leads to another one, and so on and so forth. Is that what's happening here, Robin?
No!
Robin...
Yes, that's what's happened.
Oh, Robin.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know what to say.
How about the truth?
Well, everything started to go wrong when Lucy called. You know, right before I went to the mall the other day. She wanted me to come over, and I fibbed. Said I had a study.
Yeah, I remember. You told me you were kidding her.
Well, I thought she'd be mad if she knew I was meeting Donna. Anyway, I went to the mall, and my bike was stolen. And I was worried about telling you. Then Oscar said there was these guys in a van stealing bikes. I thought they could have stolen mine. I mean, it was possible. So I just sort of made up more and more until the lies got out of control.
I think there's more to it than that, isn't there?
What do you mean?
You lied to your dad and me.
You knew?
It's not hard to figure out when the lock's in the kitchen and the bike's at the mall.
Robin, we've always trusted you. How could you have gotten so carried away?
I panicked. I just didn't think.
Yeah, look what happened.
Yeah.
Robin, the truth is always better than hurting innocent people like the Siskos or damaging two valuable friendships.
We want to treat you like a responsible person. That's why we gave you a new bike. But that means you have to act responsibly.
I know.
Which brings us to the next step.
What's that?
When you make a mess, you clean it up.
And I think Lucy and Donna are a good place to start.
I know an even better place to start. Mom, Dad, I'm really sorry.
We know you are, sweetheart.
I think you have some phone calls to make.
Right. Lucy and Donna.
Well, I guess I'd better be going.
I think we owe you an apology, too, officer. We should have let you in on what was going on here.
No, no, no. Like I said, I have two kids of my own. And besides, Robin's bike is still presumed stolen. I'll let you know if we find anything.
Oh, thank you for everything, officer.
You sure you don't want to stick around? I'm going to make some milkshakes in the blender. I just fixed it, see?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you fixed it, right?
Jelly donut, anyone?
What are you all laughing at?
In Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul wrote some very simple guidelines for Christians to live by. The first part of verse 9 says, "Do not lie to each other." See, God wants us to tell the truth all the time, even if it means we could get into trouble. Why? Because he knows that the trouble caused by a lie is far worse than any trouble we might get into by telling the truth. Just like Robin learned in today's adventure. So what do you think, Schnitz?
I thought it was wonderful. It's really great to hear how the truth of the Bible affects our lives.
Yes, it is. Oh, and speaking of Bible truths, I'd just love it if our listeners out there would write in and share an important Bible truth they've learned with us.
Well, that would be really great, you know.
Yes, it would. The address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called But You Promised. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Well, Schnitz, your machine works.
It certainly does. Would you like to try it?
Well, no, I don't
come
know.
Come on, Chris. Just slip this little beanie on there. Let me put it on. Oh, there
careful,
we go.
Careful.
Put it on, and it'll measure the truth of everything you say.
Well, it's not really necessary. Yeah. See, I always tell the truth. Oops. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Diane Dalby and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.